Any good morning. Sports time here on KATE from the Americana Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Warm. Volleyball scores from last night. Albert Lee hosted Austin at the high school, and the Tigers, they went in straight sets. Nice win for our Albert Lee Tigers last night. They went 25-15, 25-18, and 25-13. In the victory, Ava Jensen had 10 kills. Jordan Juvelin had 5 aces. Again, the Tigers beat the Packers 3-0. Alden Conger over Martin Luther, Grenada Huntley, East Chain Truman, 3-0. The Knights, they're back in action tomorrow night. They're going to be at Cleveland. We're going to have that game for you right here on KATE. Alden Conger and Cleveland in volleyball action. Top two teams in the conference. Should be a good one. If you can't get to Cleveland, we got you covered. Alden Conger and the Clippers tomorrow night. Glenville Lemons in volleyball over Southland, 3-1, 25-14, 25-20, 22-25, and 25-18. St. Ansgar over Northwood Kensett in straight sets, 3-0, 25-16, 25-14, 25-9. With the loss, Vikings now 4-16. Hayfield defeated United South Central in straight sets, 25-21, 25-14, and 26-24. In boys and girls cross country yesterday, there was a meet at Miniopa Golf Course in Mankato. Albert Lee competing in that. On the boys' side, Tigers took 7th out of 8 teams. Girls' team was incomplete. Isaiah McGaffey led the way for Albert Lee on the boys' side. He took 10th, and J.I. Malagaya, she took 14th to lead the girls. In girls' tennis, USC picks up a win against Tri-City United 4-3. In girls' soccer, Mankato East shuts out Albert Lee 7-0. And in boys' soccer, Mankato East also with a victory. They beat Albert Lee 3-0. The Minnesota Twins wrapping up their season, and they shut down Detroit yesterday as the Twins beat the Tigers 3-2. Miguel Sano with a home run as the Twins take game one of that three-game set. Twins and Tigers back at it tonight at Target Field. Your pregame at 6. We'll have your first pitch right around 6:40. Let's recap Major League Baseball. We're in the stretch run when it comes to playoff positioning. A 17-game winning streak has allowed the St. Louis Cardinals to wrap up the second National League wild card with 5 days to spare. They beat the Brewers 6-2. Yep, St. Louis, 17 straight wins. They will play in that one-game wild card coming up next week. The San Francisco Giants, they kept their two-game lead over the Dodgers in the NL West. They defeat the Diamondbacks 6-4. Dodgers, they kept pace with a 2-1 victory over the Padres. Now, whoever does not win the West will take on St. Louis in that wild card game. The New York Yankees are in a good spot to play in the wild card game. They are now 2 games ahead of Boston for the first AL wild card as they beat the Blue Jays 7-2. The Red Sox, they've lost 4 in a row. They got beat by the worst team in the American League. Orioles beat the Bo Sox 4-2. And Seattle, they won 4-2. Almost forgot about the Mariners. They're still in the race. They're only a half game back of Boston for that second wild card spot. Seattle's playing some good baseball. Again, they beat the A's 4-2. White Sox, they thumped the Reds 7-1. Lewis Robert, he homered a couple of times. Astros walked twice with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. They pull out a 4-3 win over the Rays. Salvador Perez clubs his Major League leading 47th home run. A go-ahead blast in the sixth inning as the Royals, they down the Indians 6-4. The Mets ended a 5-game skid as Francisco Lindor hit a 2-run homer. Also an RBI single as they beat the Marlins 5-2 in game one of a doubleheader. Mets would also win the nightcap by the score of 2-1. Other scores, Rockies end a 5-game home losing streak. They beat the Nationals 3-1. Cubbies have lost 7 in a row. The Pirates beat Chicago 8-6. And Texas avoided 100 losses for the second straight game as they beat the Angels 5-2. NBA news. Ben Simmons was absent from Philadelphia 76ers training camp on Tuesday, as expected, as he tries to persuade his team to trade him, even with $147 million and 4 years left on his contract. Now, Coach Doc Rivers clings to the belief that Simmons may show up at training camp or at some point this season to try to lead the Sixers back to the top of the Eastern Conference. A grand jury in Fayette County, Kentucky, has declined to indict 6 University of Kentucky football players on first-degree burglary charges. Now, the charges were brought last month following a police investigation of an incident last March at a private party. Lexington police arrested Reuben Adams, Robert McClain, DeVito Tisdale, Joe Williams, Ernest Sanders IV, and Andrew Phillips. And boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially hanging up his gloves. The 8-division world champion and Philippine senator on Wednesday announced his retirement from the ring. The 42-year-old Pacquiao finishes his 26-year, 72-fight career with 62 wins, 8 losses, and 2 draws. And that's Chaka Sports. Again, Twins baseball coming your way tonight here on KATE. Eldon Conger at Cleveland in volleyball tomorrow night. And, of course, on Friday, Albert Lea football. The Tigers travel to Winona. For the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.